Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my lovelies. This is Chuck. Hello, my lovelies. This is Chuck Blandington. I know you're expecting some snarky remark about how annoyed I am with my colleagues at the Live Cat. But I just got laid. So while I wipe the WD-40 off my leg, here's a glorious, action-packed, comedy-filled eclair.
That's us! Hey, wow, Chuck's in a good mood this week because he got laid. Couldn't even finish that bland.
Good work, Noah. Taking one for the team.
Hold on a second, I have to make sure that that was really...
So are we an eclair? I've never been referred to as an eclair before.
We're a comedy eclair.
Rob, I know, has been referred to as Claire.
No, we're just all stuffed with cream.
That's his name on OK Cupid.
Hi, everybody.
Comedy eclair.
I meant Claire, but that
Claire.
Too.
No, I'm going to change it to comedy eclair now.
We were just having probably the funniest conversation right before the show started.
And you can't hear it.
No, I was going to recap it. Sid suggested that women who want to get collagen injections, they always seem to want their pussy lips to be thinner. So,
well, I was saying how women want fuller mouth lips, but always want the thinner, the smaller pussy lips. They don't want pendulous pussy lips.
Right.
So I figured kill two birds with one stone. You get the labiaplasty to get the pussy lips trimmed down, and then you inject that pussy lip meat into your mouth lips. And that probably would work as like an aphrodisiac also, because it's whenever a guy kisses you on the lips,
tastes like
a little
puss.
Bit of puss-puss going on.
I don't think that meat can go in your lips and produce bigger lips.
First of all, can I just say that I've already covered this with my Steven Tyler blog post.
Have you?
With what he should do with his lips.
I didn't see any pussy lip mentioned in there.
Oh, well, I guess you didn't scroll all the way down while you were reading it.
Remind me. I read it.
Our final suggestion was that he give up his lips for vaginoplasty, right?
Oh, yeah, but I thought you meant...
This is reverse.
Oh, I guess this is reverse.
Yeah. So you're saying pussy lips on the mouth lips.
Yeah.
Not mouth lips on the pussy lips.
But sure. Pussy lips on the mouth lips on the pussy would, I think, be better.
And if it was Steven Tyler's lips, what guy would want to fuck Steven Tyler's mouth?
Well, the girl could fly.
On a girl's
nice pouty lips.
Ugh. But they're like 60 years old. It's gross.
So there's lots of crevices. But
yeah, that are filled with like Jack Daniels dust. Fucking stripper.
Jack Daniels
ejaculate.
Yeah. Is that like when the water
like,
evaporates from the Jack Daniels and all the stuff is like
the
alcohol powder?
Yeah.
I didn't know there's like instant Jack Daniels. Is it like Kool-Aid?
No.
It's called Jang. It's Jack Daniels Jang.
Yeah. There you go.
Love it.
Exactly.
And, of course, you may have noticed that the live cast is a little less Nazi this week. That's because our resident skinhead, Sean, is not in the building this week. Sean's at a chariot show.
Mm-hmm.
He's not here, so it's just the four of us. Jenny is around, but she stepped out for a very important cause. She's going to buy a blunt.
Oh, I didn't know they had chariot shows. Is that the Jacob Javits?
No, it's a band, Chariot.
I thought he was going to look at all the new 2011 chariots that came out.
There's some Pope Mobiles that they display. It's nice.
Oh, the Pope Mobile. You brought up a good point on Facebook. You wrote that, why does the Pope have a bulletproof mobile, if God is on his side, won't God stop the bullets?
Yeah, I guess glass works better than faith.
That really made me think, Darren.
Praying down to shit.
That was amazing.
Made you cancel your flight to Vatican City?
Yeah.
Well, also, they don't have an ammunition museum there.
Yeah, unfortunately, they don't.
But they do have bulletproof glass.
I don't like that. That would defeat the purpose of an ammunition museum.
Well, really, why do all the most religious, devout countries always get hit by earthquakes and landslides and shit?
To test their faith?
No, it's because they're all homosexuals down there. No,
because one of them had an abortion.
No, it's because, you know, they're all insane about praying, and what the fuck does that do for you? Nothing. Enjoy your life.
Nothing does nothing.
Good.
So, yeah, other than that, what's going on in the world? Oh, Thor Schredstein's going to join us a little later in the show.
Do we have enough Fanta in the refrigerator?
We did stock up.
Jenny, go get some Fanta. Right.
Somebody text her. And he will be taking listener questions.
Oh, cool.
And apparently Thor is running for some sort of office as part of the Tea Party.
What?
He said he's a member of the Tea Party.
Only in New Jersey.
That does
seriously
make sense, though,
I can't
that he
believe
would be
it
in the Tea Party.
Well, he's gonna explain it all. I don't really know.
Way to give that joke away, though, Rob. Good work.
I didn't give anything away. Mm-hmm.
What
jokes? This is serious business.
Thor Schredstein, I'll have you know, is no joke.
He seems
do
like
not say that to him.
He would be a member of the Tea Party, though, because he's like very
racist.
Backwards.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. He's like kind of, you know,
he's Rick from Jersey.
A lot of people.
And just to remind you, our number is 646-929-1357. You can give us a call.
And one thing we should talk about is how Noah posted on our Facebook that she had a guitar lesson.
Oh, my God. Get off my back.
Everybody who listens to the show is your Facebook friend, so they all know it already. We just want to get the full story.
Well, I'll just read it. How about that? All right.
This is kind of embarrassing for me.
Really? You really don't want to talk about it?
No, listen, how
not
did
in this
you
way
posted it on Facebook? You tweeted it. How embarrassing could it be?
You made the information public.
I know, but like I didn't want to have to talk to anyone about it.
That's what happened.
And as I said on your Facebook, like you posted it the day of the podcast.
I don't care.
Like you post that kind of information on a Thursday. So
okay.
Longest amount of time to get it off.
Especially this show where Rob's a pothead and I'm an ex-pothead. No one will fucking remember it by Wednesday anyway.
Wait, what are we talking about? See?
Okay, good. All right, one down. Yeah, you're not a pothead or an ex-pothead.
I smoked enough to destroy enough brain cells in my life. I probably smoked more than Rob in my life.
Yeah, but but your brain cells regenerate, so you've already regenerated enough.
No, I forget things a lot. I do.
That's just old age. That's not
pothead. You know, it's weird. I remember things from, like, fucking 25 years ago, but I don't remember things from 3 weeks ago, you know? Shit I'm supposed to do, whatever. Okay, nice try to sidetrack. I involuntarily started crying while going through arpeggios with my guitar teacher today. The stress caught up to me at the wrong time, but I was lucky to have someone wiser than me to talk me through it. Get a mentor if you don't have one.
Don't tell me to get a mentor.
Rob, you want me to be your mentor?
Now, why did you start crying? Were you, was it like, oh, she got up.
Oh, hello, Bruno.
Was it like, was it like you were not doing it right, or what?
No.
Was he yelling at you?
I don't want to have to talk about my personal life.
What?
Welcome to the live chat, Noah.
Yeah,
is this
all
first
right
week here? Is this first week here on the live chat?
We'll leave it to anal. No guitar lessons.
First of all, I had a really long work day yesterday.
Okay.
I was out of my house more hours than I slept. That's how I like to measure my level of stress.
I see.
And I don't know. It's like I was like on the verge of having like a nervous breakdown because we were going over arpeggios that I haven't played in a while.
Right. Are those hard to do? I don't play guitar.
Well, if you're reading them from a book, then it's not that hard if you know where they are, like where the notes are on a guitar.
Okay.
But it was just like
can
a lot
of can you
make
the sound of an arpeggio? What does it sound like?
If you just go down the notes of a chord, that's
whoa, nobody's going down on anything.
Or if you go up the notes of a chord.
Whoa.
So it's scales, basically.
No, it's not scales. It's the notes that make up the chord, but you're playing them individually as opposed to together in the chord.
I see.
But didn't you pick up Yngwie Malmsteen's Arpeggios from Hell instructional?
This must have been an arpeggio from Hell because she started
yes,
crying.
Yes, we were working out of, actually not Yngwie Malmsteen's, we were working out of Thor's.
Oh, Arpeggios from Jersey?
Yeah, Arpeggios from Jersey. And it was just overwhelming, like all the notes, and he was trying to explain stuff to me with like the chords of the key and all that.
Something I actually composed for this particular video.
This is her.
And I have dubbed it
footage
of
just picture Noah weeping while this is going on.
And I have dubbed it Arpeggios from Hell. And the reason for this is because it has the most extreme arpeggios that I ever come up with. In a lot of octaves, a lot of different modes.
Where is this guy originally from?
Very hard to
Sweden.
Explain.
Sweden.
Anyway, here it is. Arpeggios from Hell.
From Hell. You can't do this. No.
So, yeah. When I took guitar and I did this on my first day, enough.
Wow, really?
Yes. I fucked up a little, like once.
Do you also have like a drum track behind you during your lessons, like he does?
No.
Randomly, he's like alone in a room, but all of a sudden there's like crazy drumming going on.
No,
like,
he's so good that he plays the drum with
his feet. Yeah. Foot pedals.
I do usually wear an open shirt though, with my chest hair hanging out.
Oh.
You know.
And a leather vest.
He's like the guy from Death Leopard with one arm and he just hits one pad and there's a brrrr and the whole thing goes up. What a fucking cheat that guy is. I'm sorry. You got one arm. I'm sorry for you. I'm sorry you lost your arm, but maybe give him a drum. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to fucking...
Yeah, but he's got mouths to feed.
Whatever.
Medical bills to pay. Okay.
Exactly.
Fucking eight.
That one arm ain't going to pay for itself.
Right.
They got eight fucking platinum shitty albums. They don't need to fucking
He has to go kill Harrison Ford's wife in The Fugitive. Did anybody get that? The one-armed man?
I get it. That's enough.
I did not kill my wife.
I don't care.
Love that movie.
That movie is pretty fantastic.
Yep.
Yeah. And who knew that, what's his name? Is it Rick Allen? What's his name?
Yeah.
Rick Allen?
Something, Alan.
That's a Def Leppard drummer, yeah.
Oh, right. That's it. That's what we're
doing. Do you know what was funny? Yesterday at work, I had to, like, board up an interview with Phil Collins.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was going to be Phil Collins from Def Leppard. And I was like, you know, because it was, like, a big deal. Everyone was making such a big deal about it. And I was like, why is everyone making such a big deal about Phil Collins from Def Leppard coming in?
Mm-hmm. Well, which one is Phil Collins?
He's the guitar player.
So was it really Phil Collins? Is that why?
Yeah, it was Phil Collins,
right,
the guy from Genesis that came in.
He was in my office yesterday too.
Yeah, was he touring all the?
No. He came in. For one interview on NPR, and then Mark Goodman from MTV.
Cool.
Was recording a pilot. Yeah, exactly.
Circa 1980.
Yeah.
I love how every radio and video personality from yesteryear just dies at Sirius. Kane from K-Rock. Is Chris Booker on Sirius?
Yeah, Duff.
Nobody really gets that reference. But all right, go ahead.
If you live in New York, you get it.
I think Kennedy is.
Is she
really?
Yeah. She's 80s on 80, probably with Mark Goodman, because that's what he's on.
How old is Kennedy now, like 62, 63?
Yeah. I liked her back in the day.
Isn't she a Republican?
Yes. What I remember about her is she was a Republican during when Clinton was running. They had her covering the campaign for MTV. And she had some – one of the fucking guys from Rage Against the Machine was saying some political shit, and, you know – probably it has more in line with politics with me than she would, but didn't know anything he was saying. He was just, like, parroting stupid shit. And she embarrassed him, like, on the air. It made him sound like kind of an idiot, which I was kind of torn because I hate Republicans, but then I also hate Rage Against the Machine.
Do you?
So, yes. I hate them. I'm sorry. Are we going to go into this?
Yeah, why not?
Every song sounds exactly the same to me.
How convenient that Rob is wearing his Rage Against the Machine t-shirt.
I'm not. I'm wearing a t-shirt. I don't like them either. No, I'm just kidding. I like them for that. No, every song sounds the same, and it's just repetitive. You know?
I don't know.
It's just, you know, saying one line 40 times is not a song. I'm sorry.
That's not every song.
But the music, man.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Summerall is great.
I don't know. It's some great guitar work.
I'm not a fan. Listen, you like what you like, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you queuing up Rage Against the Machine?
Darren likes his Latinos big-breasted and in his bedroom, not
and
playing
cheese.
Fucking political metal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Zach De La Rocha could eat a dick.
Cook me burritos, man. I'll fucking sing about slavery.
He won't do what you tell him, Darren. Just
no.
Which one is this?
Will you do what you
Take
tell
the
me?
Take power back.
Fuck no, I won't do what you tell.
That's a different song.
I know, it's going too aggressive. Trash it.
Baseline. I believe they're about to bring that shit in.
See? You called it.
I mean, and Jack Miller will just hate each other, by the way.
Good. That means they're much
so
less likely.
So they both agree with you. They both help you beat the other one up.
Yeah. They're much less likely to make an album.
Good.
Are they making an album? I know they were.
There's no. They haven't talked about it at all. I don't think they're going to do it again. See, he's not saying the same things over and over. He's dropping some sick flows.
This is a bad rapper.
He sounds exactly the same in every single song.
Yeah.
That annoyed me.
Oh, fuck you! Yeah!
Like
but
a whiny little
bitch.
Well,
yeah,
yeah.
He's whatever. But
white people suck! Fuck white people! Da-da-da-da. Fuck white people! Da-da-da. Fuck white people!
See, I feel like
fuck white people!
Fuck white
people!
I like it. I think we should do a rage parody that's just fuck white people.
That was a reissue.
A remaster of a rage.
That wouldn't be a parody, that's the real song.
A tribute? People in the chat are thrashing you, Darren.
Oh. It hurts.
They thrash it.
I liked it, Darren.
Thank you.
Well, thrash is positive, isn't it?
Yeah.
I see a future for you in the rage.
Guillermo says 3D is racism now.
You are the concept.
Yes.
You embody it.
I object to that. I am not racist.
Speaking of, Darren, before the show, told me that his black friend took a quiz on Facebook.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Or some type of a survey.
One of stupid things. It was like, how black are you? So
yeah.
I asked you a bunch of questions. And my black friend got 55% black, which I find ridiculous.
And I told Darren that he should challenge his friend to a black-off.
Black-off?
I would, but two things. Number one, everyone who listens to the show already thinks I'm black, so it's going to reinforce that. If I get like 80%.
Okay.
And also, what if I get more than my friend? Then he's going to be really embarrassed that I'm blacker than him.
You're just going to dominate the room every time you guys are in there together.
All right.
Why
don't you guys just pull down your pants and see who's blacker?
All right. I'm installing the application.
I'm pretty
here
black.
We go.
I'm black
well,
for a white guy.
Well, Darren, if we do it that way, Darren will probably win because he's got so much black pussy skin left over on his dick.
All right.
What are you saying, Aaron?
Rip their pussy
skin.
No,
pussy looks black to me.
Because he fucked the black right off of him.
Can we explain what happened? Should we explain
what?
What you're referencing?
I'm referencing that he has a lot of black pussy skin on his dick from fucking black girls.
Why would the skin fall off of him?
Because you fucked them so vigorously.
I didn't know pussy fucking shed. Yeah, I don't fuck girls with eczema, you know?
You know what's going on.
Wait, that's the title of the show? I don't fuck girls with eczema. Show title.
It's an early contender.
That's my favorite Beastie Boys song.
It's like, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Concentration camp victims weren't black and their skin falling off. It can make a lampshade with the.
They were dirty.
So Darren, let's do this. It's seven questions.
Okay.
One.
I'm nervous.
One. I mean, this is so obvious though. What is your favorite sport out of these? Target practice, baseball, tennis, track, or basketball?
Or raping white women. This is retarded.
I mean, it's so obvious what you would answer to be.
Am
more
I trying
black.
To be more black?
No,
tennis.
Tennis is your
wait,
favorite.
Wait, what was
no,
it?
No, seriously.
Target
Darren.
Practice, baseball.
Baseball.
Baseball is
okay, I'm not black.
Already a zero. Give
what,
stunts.
What's your favorite food out of these?
Chitlins.
Turkey sandwich.
Yeah.
3x3 cheeseburger. That's three patties, three cheeses. A salad. fried chicken or fried potatoes?
Actually, I would say, all honesty, I would say fried chicken.
That's some point.
I'm black on that one.
How do you know? That's racist for you to assume.
Well, we know we're saying we know in advance this test is racist.
Oh, yeah.
Number five is really a
hold on, hold on.
Wait, guys,
let's go. Number three, which gun would you rather have?
That's not the most offensive question, everybody, just so you know.
A squirt gun,
uh-huh.
An airsoft M16 rifle,
okay. That's
desert,
like a BB gun, yeah.
Desert Eagle,
yeah.
M9 pistol, or a Super Soaker.
I'm opposed to gun violence. I would say a Super Soaker.
Over a squirt gun, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You like power.
Yes.
Which video game do you like better?
Oh, God.
Saints Row. 50 Cent, Blood on the Sand.
Terrible game.
Gears of War, Mass Effect, or Halo?
I hate all five of those games.
Well, you got to pick one.
None of the above.
You have to pick one.
You can't continue to the next question.
Yeah.
So you
pick
choose
one randomly for me.
50 Cent, Blood on the Sand.
No.
No. Well,
all right, all right. You know what? They're all tied, and that's the worst one. Saints Row. Go ahead.
Saints Row.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't pick a game I like if it's horrible.
Where would you rather steal from? This is the racist one.
What?
Where would you rather steal from? A sports chalet?
Why can't it be where would you rather shop at?
The bank? I would never steal.
Uh-huh.
7-Eleven or GameStop?
So if I just, hold on, time out, before I answer this. If I say I would never steal, does that make me, like, white? That's the most racist thing I've ever...
No.
It would make you less black.
It'll make you Chinese.
I wouldn't say I would never steal. I wouldn't say I would never steal.
So
what if I was starving or something?
Right. So where would you steal?
7-Eleven.
I'm like Noah and Death and Death. I forgot the choices.
Darren always comes over with stuff from 7-Eleven.
I wouldn't.
7-Eleven.
GameStop, 7-Eleven, the bank, or a sports chalet.
I would say that. I don't have no idea. If you're white, you know what that is. And you
I guess.
No, I mean, I guess the closest answer is I would never steal, which is not true, but I wouldn't steal from any of those other places either.
So where would you steal from, just out of curiosity?
I'd probably, if I had a, like, if I was starving to death,
yeah.
I'd probably steal from, like, food store. No, like a supermarket. Like I would go get ground beef.
7-Eleven.
No, a supermarket, like with real meat. And
that's
stuff.
Not a choice, Darren.
Right.
Stick to the choices.
Yeah, I'll say I would never steal. That's my
all right, I would never steal. What is the closest to your mile time? I guess how quickly can you run a mile? 9 minutes. 9 minutes, 6 minutes, 7 minutes, 8 minutes, 5 minutes.
What's closest to it?
I guess
nine minutes. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, here's the best one. What is the color of your skin? Tan.
Black.
Dark black. Light black. Medium black. White? What's medium black?
White.
That's Wayne Brady.
Not tan? You're not a tan gentleman?
I'm tan in the summer, but I'm white.
Tan. We'll go with
very
tan.
White.
All right. Submitting this. Let's see how black it is.
Zero. I'm zero black.
You are Darren Delgado.
Yeah, how'd they know?
I hope you weren't, like, extra white on purpose just to...
No, I gave honest answers to
have
all
your friend beat you.
I don't think that's the same one.
You're white.
I told you I was white.
Busted.
It doesn't tell you how black you are, though.
So I'm zero black. That's the answer.
I'm disappointed.
That must be a different one.
Okay, wait,
those questions
wait.
Are just filler.
Now let's have Darren's penis take the time.
Oh, I don't know about that.
What?
I can't type with my penis.
How does that work?
I'm getting there.
Ew.
In his penis? Get out of here.
My penis
I'll
is,
give you a Q-tip.
My penis is somewhere between black and Jewish, like halfway.
Jewish men are supposed to actually have the largest penises.
Oh, that's Israeli well. Jews, but I'm not that. I'm Ashkenazi.
How do you know that?
They're supposed to have large penises?
Yeah.
That's
and,
your dad, no.
Jewish guys and then American Indian.
I thought Scandinavian.
Guys.
That's not true. Like Eastern European
Scandinavians
Jews.
Scandinavians have nice ones, too.
You speak from experience?
I've seen, I've dabbled in Scandinavian
penis.
Uncircumcised or circumcised?
Uncircumcised.
Is that how you like it?
Yeah, I don't mind an uncut cock.
She watched that Burzum porn that came out.
That's what?
Burzum porn?
They did a porno once.
Burzum
like
is
natural.
A black metal band.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't get too smelly for you?
You do you clean,
no,
clean out the
men that I would sleep with clean themselves.
Oh, that's crazy.
But that smegma probably builds up quickly. You
no,
never know.
Ew.
gross.
Smegma.
Take a shower every day.
Jeez, Jenny rolled
a
blunt.
I don't have smegma.
Jenny rolled a blunt and it looks like
I never
a freaking cigar, this blunt.
I never had
grossness.
I never had smegma before. I never had serious smegma. Like one time I was really sick. I got 104 fever and I couldn't take a shower for 4 days.
And then that's gross.
Alert,
and then
alert.
I had smegma, but it took
Jenny,
4 days to come.
One of our junkies, very famous junkie pizza destroyer, is uncircumcised.
Okay.
Oh,
why?
I don't
want to
know about
pizza
destroyer.
Plus, he's underage. Why are you talking about it?
Yeah.
Oh, is he? I need to like keep a log of these.
You
just
no. You should just assume that they're all underage, unless they.
And I'm only reading what he wrote in the chat, so.
You're a perv.
Yeah, no.
I am.
I'm not big on the cock. It's not a big deal, but I've done uncircumcised.
Okay. Did you ever have a baby pee-pee?
What's a baby pee-pee?
You know, a guy with a really, like, a micro-penis?
No. Thank God.
What's the smallest
and
you've ever had?
Average, six and a half. I'm not too happy. No, you know what? Simon had a small dick.
Don't call people out of
here. Well,
yeah.
Right. Right.
Wait, who's Simon? Person. That's someone no one knows but not us, I guess, right?
But he used it well, so, you know, kudos.
You're pretty tall, so you usually probably go for guys your height or bigger, I would assume, and they're more likely to have bigger dicks.
That's true.
It's
I
not true.
Yeah,
it's not true.
That.
Is it not true?
Absolutely not.
Rob, stand up. Take your pants off. Let's see.
So you measured. You must have measured at some point.
We don't know, and just take off your pants.
I'm not above average. I would say I'm average.
For your size or just in general?
Just in general.
So you're six?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're that tall and you don't even have a monster cock?
Sorry? Like, I don't know
Wait,
what to tell you.
Flaccid.
What?
Hard or flaccid?
Flaccid? Who measures flaccid?
Sorry, ladies.
You can stretch it more when it's flaccid.
One time,
got a call right now. I think it's your dad just to distance himself, say it doesn't run to the family.
Yeah.
Let's see who's on the line. 732.
I love bombs at synagogues with my monster cock.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. It's Liam.
Hi.
I don't know if you remember. I called before.
Liam?
Yes.
What's up, Liam? How's it going?
Nothing. I just called in and heard you were talking about someone's penis size and wasn't really sure what's going on.
That is correct. We are comparing penis to height ratios.
You clearly are aware of what's going on because that's exactly what we were talking about.
Are you a tall gentleman?
I am a tall gentleman. I am 6 foot tall.
Wait, we have to get his age
tall.
First before we start talking about the body parts.
Age? 17. But I'll be 18 in a month.
That's
okay,
false.
Call
okay,
back.
Call
Jenny will give you her email address. You can send some pictures.
Jenny, 17 is legal in New York State.
Yeah.
We just can't talk to them on the show because it's nature.
I don't like you, boys. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Not my thing.
Liam, where are you from?
If you get him to come to New York.
From New York.
Okay. I'm from New Jersey.
Yeah, that's fine. It's fine.
I think it's 18.
It's fine. So what's up? What did
Nothing.
You do? You have a specific reason for calling in, or you just wanted to listen and hear us talk about the peen?
Oh no, I just listening to the peen was pretty good.
that could be the episode
yeah,
title.
Yeah,
listening
really
to
good.
The peen was pretty good.
Can we make a drop out of that?
Yes.
Listening to the peen.
Mm-ma.
Oh my God.
Mama, mama. Mama, mama, mama.
Makes me cringe.
All right, thank you, Liam, for calling.
All right, yeah, we have another caller, so we're going to move on. Thanks for calling in, Liam. Well, who else we got, Noah?
We have 443.
443, what you want?
No, what's your name and where are you from?
I'm Caitlin, and I'm from Maryland.
Caitlin?
You've called before, right?
What?
What's up, Caitlin?
Yes, I have. You guys are talking about dicks, so I figured I would join in.
How big is your dick?
You give us some expertise.
Okay.
I won't lie. I've been with a few people in my day, and I have to say that the taller they are, the bigger it's going to be.
I disagree.
Rob obviously disproves that.
Sorry.
Maybe Rob just doesn't like Maybe you're just reading your ruler wrong.
Maybe I'm starting at my pubes. Like if I trim up my forest of pubes, I've gained a few.
So you're only measuring the head. That's how far your pubes go.
I do have wildlife down there. There's some wild. It's like that Simpsons episode.
Have you trimmed since you moved out?
No.
That was your last trim.
That was my last trim, which was, what, 3 months ago? July 1st, we moved out?
Well,
June?
4 months ago.
And
June?
Again, Jenny's here, and we're talking about your pubes again. It's a awkward.
I don't like it.
We
I
haven't
really
talked
don't.
About it since you've been here. It's only when you're here.
Wow, so it's been 4 months since trim, huh? We're really bringing the subject into the forefront.
Rob, we're really concerned about you.
I'm going to go in the bathroom right now and take care of this.
By the time I see you next, I want you to have a shorn bush.
Shorn bush?
That's right.
Well, I'm going to like one of those hip-hop style bushes where there's like a message in my...
Oh, for God's sake.
Like in the
you
hair.
You carved the Ghostbusters logo.
Yeah. I'll put a Knicks logo.
Maybe it'll make it look like an upside-down Obama poster.
Cancer Scare says it's the metal injection needle man you should put in there.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll totally do
there's
that.
There's already a needle down there, apparently.
Oh, cheap shot.
48. Rob, I want to assure you that, honestly, it doesn't matter. The size, as long as you can use it well, and too big hurts sometimes. Like, your vagina
can
doesn't
I
go
ask
up.
Can you a question right
yeah.
now, in all seriousness?
Uh-huh.
Do you think Rob can use it well?
I'll answer you in all seriousness. I've never thought about it.
Right now, think about it. Look him in the eyes.
Hey, Jenny.
Sid, you never know.
That's not an answer.
You never know. I mean, you know what? Maybe yes, because he spends a lot of time on the computer. I mean, there's a lot of instructional videos out there. If you want, and you know what? If you think you're a little shady on your technique, I can send you some videos.
Oh, thanks.
Are you in the video?
No, I am not.
You should
I don't
post
take
it.
Pictures or videos.
You should post some comments. You should post a comment on this so that our live cast listeners can gain some tips, too.
She's going to send you MP4s from her phone.
No, I'm...
No!
That
wasn't even a sound effect.
That's why people in the chat room think I'm a whore.
Who said you're a whore? Why does that mean you're a whore?
That's why they think you're a
whore. I mentioned...
Oh, Rob.
What?
Rob.
First of all, what
I
said nothing to indicate that you're a whore. At all. I want you to take that back.
I'm just glad I'm not in slapping distance.
Hey, Phil, you're a fuck.
The fact that you...
What'd you say?
I don't like this guy's fiddle.
Someone said she was annoying in the chat.
Oh.
Don't call attention to it. That's what he wants. He wants you to get
it's
mad.
Okay.
His friend Saddle is much nicer.
Well, when they get together, it tastes like popcorn. So you're going to hit me again. I just jumped. Ow! Fuck!
All right, we have another caller.
I think Jenny's starting
to sunburn. I'm not cleaning your fucking floor. Right?
Do it again, and we'll woo like when Ric Flair chops someone.
That was a punch.
You could look at the hand marks.
That was a fucking
Darren,
punch.
Darren, that's exciting me.
this is pretty much what people pay Jenny to do, Darren.
Let's
so.
Go to a music break. Yeah, well,
I feel honored.
I'm not a pussy boy like that.
Yeah, I'm a foot pussy.
No, I'm not a whore. I don't sleep with men. I sleep with one guy, and that's it.
You do, or are you single? You
I'm
a guy
single,
now?
But
oh.
I have somebody that
you
comes
mean?
And satisfies
oh.
my needs.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that comes inside me.
You, by the
anyway,
way,
we should...
Yeah,
we'll
you
go.
Didn't woo when she hit me.
Oh, we did woo.
Oh, did I? Yeah.
You
want me to do it again?
Too
no.
busy.
Ready?
No.
Ready?
No.
Ready?
You know, can I just say, for the audience, it's not a joke. She's really beating
we
the fucking shit
out. We have to take a photo of
yeah,
Darren.
The best part was while Jenny was, like, winding up for that last one, Darren was, like, biting his lip.
Yeah.
Like, in preparation.
It hurts. She's not slapping me. She's fucking punching
Darren,
me in the arm.
Darren, this is why you might want to invest in tweeds.
Yeah,
showing up the gun.
I don't. Well, last week I fucking
I was
had a jersey on or something.
How many times did you get slapped last week?
Zero. But
go.
She wasn't here.
No, she's coming.
It's because of them fucking calling her a whore in the chat. She's taking that on me. Stop.
You're the voice of the people, apparently.
Do we have a caller before the
yes.
music break?
We have 502.
502, what's your name and where are you from?
Hello, my name's Red Puffskin. And I want to play a song for you.
Oh.
No, this is a 4chan troll.
Well, you...
Yeah.
want to hear what them do.
All righty.
Wait, one more. We have 208.
208.
I mean 281.
281.
Uh-huh.
281. Yes, it's you. What's your name and where are you from?
Yeah, it's Perry. I called in a couple weeks ago.
Perry?
It's Eric.
Perry.
Eric.
Perry.
Eric.
Oh, Eric.
Yeah. Eric. Eric. What's up, Eric?
Yeah. From Katie with Nolan Ryan, Stalker Kid.
Okay.
Yeah, anyways. I tried to listen on my computer to the live show, but I need to update my flash, so I was just gonna listen in through here. That's okay.
Well, thanks for letting us know.
Yeah.
All right.
All righty then.
Sorry.
That's great. Okay, I put you back on hold. Wait, we have 732 calling again. I forgot who it was before.
All right.
Do we want to take it
it's
again?
It's Jersey.
Oh, yeah, Jersey. 732.
Oh, I was just listening.
Okay. All right, so I guess we're ready to go to a music break.
We're going to start things off with a band called Ludacra.
When do I get to pick the music for the music break?
When you like metal or hard rock. By the way, Jenny, this blunt, how much weed did you put in this blunt? It's still going, and I'm, like, destroyed already.
Wowzers. I know. It's like a regular size cigar.
We should clip it and then smoke it a little later because, damn, I'm like, out of it. So out of it, you guys. So out of it. Anyway, when we come back. When we come back, Thor Schredstein will arrive, and we will get it going with the guitar guy from New Jersey. But like I was saying, right now we're going to play a little Ludacra on the Metal Injection Live.
I believe it's pronounced Lycra.
What?
Thank you.
This is Chuck Landington, reminding you, you can't spell AIDS without SID, and if you knew him like I do, you'd understand. You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net. Thank you. This is Chuck Landington. You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast with a bunch of godless liberal Jews who hate this country and one neo-Nazi ginger skinhead. What a comedy dream team. And now, if you'll excuse me, I have to attend a combat now. Here's the show.
Inside of the world,
Did I ever tell you about that time I went down on a heroin addict for two tickets to a Bon Jovi concert? It wasn't as bad as I expected. What? We're recording? Oh dear God. Now people will know that I like Bon Jovi. We now return to the Metal Injection live cast.
Oh, whoa, I didn't know Blant liked Bon Jovi.
What a gaylord.
There goes his good mood.
All right,
welcome to almost hour number two of the Metal Injection live cast.
We couldn't, like, play one more song so that we could finish eating.
Well, we have a lot of stuff to get to.
Well, everyone has finished eating but Jenny.
I wasn't finished.
What do you
have to navigate through Jenny's Trey Songz videos.
Well, whose fault is that?
Oh, dear God.
They were not my videos. I don't like Trey Songz.
Well, during the music break, Jenny told us that a coworker of hers showed her a video of Trey Songz, who is an R&B star, a modern-day Phil Collins, if you will.
Well,
no, I don't know. Like, who's he? I guess, like, Usher? He's, like, Usher-like?
He's the modern Albie Shore. Yeah. That's a good way to put it. No, but I'll be sure.
I'm sure our
Teddy Pendergrass. You're elevating Trey Songz way too much.
Anyway, so this coworker of Jenny's, this colleague, was getting, like, what, humped on stage?
Yeah, pretty much, just molested.
And she wanted to send that to her fellow coworkers. Jenny, by the way, works in a school.
I was going
to
say, a reminder.
she is a teacher.
Getting humped.
No, I'm not a teacher getting humped.
Not you, your friend.
You have been at some point.
Not
true
at
or false.
No. And not with anybody associated or black, correct.
And not on YouTube.
You better get your tushy off.
Not on the stage of the Gramercy Theater.
I think that's at Beacon Theater.
That was Noah talking to Bruno. I mean, Jenny talking to Bruno, by the way. There's not a man in there trying to hump her, and he's not black. Bruno is part black, though. There's a lot of black on him.
He's black, brown, and white.
He's
black from the bottom.
He's 55% black.
He's a mulatto.
He's a mulatto, I was going to say. Shame on you for saying that.
Yeah, Rob.
A mulie? That's
a very negative word to say.
Yeah. Oh, really? I thought it was just short for mulion.
Yeah, well, that's like the Italian version of nigger. You know?
Oh, really?
Yeah, you don't say that.
I don't like
I've
that
just been watching too much Sopranos. I apologize.
Okay. But Trey Songz, I mean, how would you name yourself? So it's like if I write screenplays and my name is like great writer, best writer in the world, writer man.
But does Trey have any like?
But it worked for him.
Yeah, I just think it's stupid though. Yeah, don't you think?
Most of his audience is stupid.
But
so.
That guy's name, that guy, Music. Remember that guy had
Music Soul Child?
Yeah, Music. Your name is Music.
Music.
Oh yeah.
How's that your name though? I mean, you make music.
Black. Isn't that Musique?
No, that would be Q-U-E.
Yeah. Listen, try to keep up with ridiculous spellings of words, please.
I'm really good at them because all of my kids have very unique names.
Give us one. Don't have to give the last name. So they won't.
What are some first names? Jenny Stumps. She's like, who are my students?
I have a lot of J-Bonds, J-Quans.
So those are common, but like, what's the dumbest one?
The dumbest?
Al Sharpton.
Oh, shame on you.
What? That's a terrible name. That's just the first name.
By the way, he got a 99% on his
Diva. Diva?
Diva.
Diva.
Diva. Diva, really?
Do you have a girl named Diva?
Is
that a girl?
Princess.
There's a lot
Diva.
Of
Diva.
Wait, are they dogs or kids?
How do you name your child Princess?
Because they breed like they're, I mean, some of
them,
like, I mean, they think it's
you
cute to have kids, and it's ridiculous.
You have a job.
No, I want my kids to be better. I want them to realize that it's not cute to just go and have kids and not do anything with their lives.
It's kind of hard when you have born with a stripper name, though.
Yeah.
I know.
Diamond. Ay, ay, ay.
Jasmine. And the spellings are ridiculous.
What's a really ridiculous spelling of a normal name? Like
you might be getting too specific here.
I know. This is, like, too much for me to handle. Did you see the size of that thing that I just rolled?
But is it, like Stephanie with three E's or something?
Oh,
like
yeah. It's fair. I have, let's see. I'm thinking of my register now.
Okay.
We can think of it and come up
with it. I meant it's too specific in that one of our listeners might use the name you give to find a Facebook profile and be like, hey, your teacher's on a podcast right now
talking
about you.
All right, we'll skip that then. But you tell me, so I'm interested.
Now you're making me want paranoid.
I'm looking out for you.
I know, well.
Thanks, Sid.
Don't ask me the questions like that.
What school do you teach at? No, right? Do we have a phone call now?
Yes.
She's at Trey Songs Elementary.
I think one is on hold. 317 is on hold to listen.
PS420.
Oh, wait. We took 281 before the break, right? So I guess they're both just listening. But let's try 317 because I don't remember.
Yeah. 317, are you just listening or do you have something to say?
Hello. Yes, my name is Nancy.
Nancy?
I thought
you
said Nancy.
Yeah. No,
Nancy.
Nancy.
Where are you from?
Do you really want to know?
Yes.
Saudi Arabia.
Oh, wow, that's pretty awesome.
All right, wait, you're originally from Saudi Arabia, or
are you
there calling?
Right, are you there right now?
Yeah.
Yep.
Can you call
Magic Jack?
We sort of hear ourselves
back. Magic Jack.
So wait a second. Hold on. When you get a Magic Jack, it gives you, like, the appearance that you're calling from an American answer?
Yeah.
Why?
No, because my sister is studying in USA. We have the Magic Jack, so we can talk to her.
Oh, so you're like piggybacking her her phone line. Is that how that works?
Yeah.
No, Magic Jack.
It's free.
Into any computer and
it's free to call American line.
We have someone in Saudi Arabia right now, and we're talking about fucking
Magic
Jack. Let's move on from Magic Jack.
We're gonna get him killed. I think if we talk about anything else.
Yeah, like could you lower your... Oh, I guess you're listening through your computer, so you can't lower your computer speakers. But, are you a long-time listener, first-time listener?
Yeah, I'm a first-time listener.
Oh, awesome. Very exciting.
And I have an address in USA. My sister address.
What's that?
I have my sister address. She can send me stuff.
Oh, he wants merge.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That's why he's calling you. You want some red blood merch?
No, I'll call him because I love you, Rob.
Because you love me?
I love your show. I love Metal Injection.
Okay. Did you realize I'm a Jew?
So what? I'm Muslim.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes.
Have you ever met a Jew in person?
Yeah.
Are there any...
in Europe.
Battery acid. You travel.
Yeah, I travel.
How old are you?
22.
Oh, cool. Well, that's awesome that we have listeners in Saudi Arabia.
I figured, like, they'd block that stuff on that.
I think I'm the only one.
You think you're the only one? Well, there you go. Now, if there are other... Saudi Arabian listeners, you guys should get Magic Jack. Call us up at 646-929-1357.
Are there metal shows in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, is there like a good metal scene?
We have underground gigs.
That's cool.
Like in caves?
Yeah, like literally underground.
No, in houses.
Do they, like, kill you if you listen to that stuff or what? I mean, what's the deal with it?
Nah, they throw me in jail for a few days. Discovered it with me.
But the jail, they kill you.
Is there murder in jail?
Maybe. If I survive.
Prison
The jail is nice, you know. Nobody in jail.
You get the cell near, like, the Jew wing where they throw the Jews
off.
Sure, they do think Jews have wings.
And horns.
What?
He's offended. Listen, are you a metal injection junkie?
Yeah, of course.
What's your username?
Main the cool dude.
You're a terrible person. All right, I will totally send your sister some free merge on your behalf.
Yeah.
I think it's incredible that we have people all the way in Saudi Arabia. listening to us. The Mental Intuition Podcast, we are bringing this world together.
Together, we are.
One podcast at a time, right? Niazi? Niazi? Is that it?
Niazi. My name is Muhammad Niazi.
Muhammad Niazi. Oh, you left out the Muhammad part.
Yeah.
It's all right. We're not prejudiced. Only kids.
Habibi.
I heard she was a little...
Habibi, too.
What's the talk? All right. I love hearing the echo of my laugh 2 seconds later. That's nice. But we're gonna have to move on. But thank you. I mean, what else can we talk about? Wait, you know what I want to know? Do any of these bands...
Stop it!
Yeah, we have the band,
I want to do like a Saudi Arabian thrash it or trash it. They literally thrash it.
Search for Wasted Land.
Thrash. Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
It's a Saudi Arabian band. Wasted Land.
Yeah. Wicked Night?
Wasted Land.
Oh, Wasted,
Wasted Land.
Wicked Night is Saudi Arabian for Wasted Land.
All right, let's check this out. Metal, death metal, folk.
Oh, it sounds so good.
Yep.
In Saudi Arabia. No, we'll probably.
This is a
hit.
This is good. I like this.
I like this kind of music.
Thrashing.
Hey, is this not Wasted Land?
No, this is
oh, Rob, you put the wrong URL. Come on.
It's you, Darren. That's your computer.
Oh.
Turn it off.
I love that music.
Should we play Bells of the Fallen Castle? Into Chaos I Lost? Folk Night? Or Anthem of
I really didn't listen to him, but I know they are a Saudi Arabian band.
Oh, well, what's one that you listen to?
I don't listen to Saudi Arabian metal. There are some, but I don't listen to him. Death metal, metalcore, thrash. I love thrash.
Like what are some bands?
Slayer. Megadeth.
Yeah.
Old Metallica. Maybe some Anthrax.
Like Black Album?
No, not Black Album. Before Black Album.
Load and Reload?
Yeah.
Or no.
They just pull them all there. They're a little behind.
You guys know that Cliff Burton's dead. Spoiler alert.
Like Master of Puppets.
Who's that?
Yeah.
Do you like that?
Creeping
Death. Do you like Creeping Death? Do you like that song?
Maybe.
Because it's about Jews. That's why you don't like it. And it's about Passover.
And it's about God killing the Egyptian.
You know, I just discovered metal 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah. How'd that happen?
Very banned in here. Came with the internet.
Yeah, we have a year on Rob. He only discovered metal 4 years ago.
Shut up. It's been at least six. Metal Injection has been around for 6 years.
Sure.
So when the internet came, you were able to, like, download music. I'm assuming you download all your music because you have no other choice.
Yeah, I download a ton of music. When I was able to download music, maybe 4 years ago.
That's
wow.
Cool. And now you can watch live videos.
I guess just like being from America, it just sounds so like far out to me that this music wasn't available to them in any other platform of the internet.
Right, because like it's not like there's distribution in Saudi Arabia.
I know, but just like...
Do you guys have Best Buys?
No, but I'm saying, like, how
what?
Cool must it have been, like, discover it, you know? Like,
yeah.
Do we have
what was the first metal? What was the first metal band that you discovered?
Megadeth.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Wow. Noah really likes you now. She's a big Megadeth fan.
You're my best friend.
From the GTA cassette.
Oh,
from Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, GTA, Grand Theft Auto, yeah. They have a cassette release. And somehow it's been to Saudi Arabia, so I bought it. And I like this stuff.
Oh, awesome. Great.
It's like metal.
Wow. Thank you again for listening, calling in. This is awesome. I'll definitely send your sister some flags.
Okay, I'll send your private message.
I'm sorry?
I'll send you a private message.
Yeah.
Yeah, you better. Rob injection. Send it over. Thanks for calling.
Well, we're just
okay, thank you.
Every dark corner of the planet Earth now, I think.
That's pretty crazy. So we have Colombia, India, Saudi Arabia.
So we had Australia.
Sweden? Was it Sweden that guy called in from?
Switzerland.
And then England, obviously. Australia? I think we've gotten someone from Australia.
I don't think Australia.
I feel like that might have happened.
Well, we need someone from Antarctica to call us.
I was playing poker online, and someone at my table was from Antarctica. Like, you see, you hover the cursor, and it tells you what country they're from.
I thought you were going to say somebody at your table was a Metal Injection fan.
Yeah, impossible. I don't know.
That's what I thought he was getting to, also.
You should give people your online poker name so they could, our fans.
No,
New
Zealand. We did get a call from
you. Could take their money.
Congress Commander said.
Yes. You have to be 18 to play online. So.
Oh.
You've got some old men listeners.
Anyway.
All right.
I can't believe it.
That was mind-blowing.
I can't believe it's, like, I don't know. I guess I'm always surprised that people actually listen to this.
Yeah.
So the fact that people in other countries listen to this is just perplexing.
You need to boost your self-esteem. We're doing a great show here, Noah. Come on. Be optimistic.
If I was in Saudi Arabia, I'd be out having shish kebabs and stuff.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be listening to podcasts.
Eating goat cheese? Yum.
Maybe he stole something and only has one hand.
Drawing Muhammad cartoons.
I was kind of waiting for, like, just soldiers to start busting down the doors in his house and beating him with a stick.
No, everybody in Saudi Arabia is like a millionaire.
Yeah.
He could probably buy and sell.
Well, in Saudi Arabia, everyone's in line. That's Iraq where they blow shit up.
Yeah.
Saudi Arabia, they don't fuck around.
No.
Very tight.
You should ask that guy for a loan. Like, really, he's like, lives in Saudi Arabia. They could afford to send a sister here to go to school. He doesn't need free shit.
He's probably a prince.
He should give us some
swag.
He might be related to Bin Laden.
Muhammad Nazif.
He might be related to Bin Laden.
Okay, but let's not go that far.
Saudi.
Come on.
So everyone in Saudi Arabia
is walking around with a sword. All these questions come to me after he gets off the phone.
How bad?
You're a pussy.
Does he have a scimitar?
Would Bin Laden let his nephew use a fucking magic jack? Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
He'd have a super powered
I thought the magic jack was the little thing that you get that gives you, like, easy ponytails. Is that what they're
No, that's the bump it.
That's the
bump it. How do you know that on cue?
Yeah. But
that's
crazy.
The bump it.
I have one. I'm wearing it right now.
Isn't that a floaty?
Show us. You want a demonstration.
I really don't have one.
Do you have a Roomba?
Wait, what is that?
It's a robot that runs around your floor and cleans
it. Vacuum?
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I don't have that. I just have a dog.
Jenny has those, but they're not robots.
Oh, it functions the same as a robot.
Yeah.
Might as well be.
It's Tony Roomba from Sentinels.
So you should get rid of those. You should just get a Roomba. You don't have to feed it.
I don't have to feed them.
Batteries.
Well, you got to do stuff for him, though.
No.
You don't want them to get you a Roomba.
Yeah.
I want to get the robot from the Jeffersons.
The
Jeffersons.
Leave me. Where's that robot?
Sherman Hemsley bot.
George.
Maybe Bentley is a robot.
Mr. J. Hello, Mr. J. Mrs. J. That's all I got.
Fucking Lenny Kravitz's mom.
Yeah, no.
What do you mean, no?
Yeah. No, Mr. Bentley wasn't his mom.
No.
Yes.
There was a picture of Lenny Kravitz the other day on, like, a gossip blog.
Yeah.
And he was wearing these, like, knee-high platform boots, like, women's boots.
He always dresses a little androgynous.
Yeah.
But he also was wearing, like, these leather pants, and I was like, you know, Rob needs a new wardrobe.
Yeah, go with Lenny Kravitz round.
Perhaps.
I don't think I could ever pull off high heels. I can barely walk on my tippy toes. I mean, let's be honest here.
I smell a Photoshop comment.
What size shoe are you?
I am a 13
wow,
wide.
Eek.
We can find shoes for you at, like, aerosols or whatever.
I can barely find male shoes for myself that fit me.
They have tranny sites.
Send me the links, Jenny. Send me the links.
I was trying on shoes in my bedroom the other day, and I almost killed myself in front of Noah.
Jenny's just been, like, falling at random times. Like, we were out in the street.
Just falling over? I believe that's called a panic attack.
What?
We were out in the street. We were coming back to the car from brunch. There were, like, these, like, three, like, decent-looking guys on the corner.
Were their names Sid, Rob, and Darren? I bet they were.
No, they were a lot more fit than the three of you.
Fuck you.
But not...
So we're not decent-looking?
Not fit in the minds, though.
Yeah, whatever.
You guys are more intelligent.
That's
what matters.
Two tests?
No.
She just took down their pants and judged by the size of their cock how smart they were.
No. So anyway, so we're trying to, you know, walk to the car.
We're trying to walk to
like,
the car.
You're attempting to walk.
Yes. Well, we were really high in that car. And we
you didn't even have to, like, go there. We get it.
You're together.
So, Jenny just falls, like, right in front of her car. And they see her and, you know, she gets. She gets up and she like looks at them.
What did you say?
You were like, oh, did you see that?
Well, I was like, sorry about that.
Oh, sorry about that, yeah.
Did they say anything?
They were just looking at us.
And then the other day, she fell again in her room. She like fell into her closet. And, you know, I was like, why are you falling so much? Like, you know, do you have osteoporosis or something?
She's very top heavy. It's hard to bend.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it is.
Her boobs are so big that they just make her fall forward.
And now that, yeah.
Is that, do you usually fall forward?
Yeah.
Well, at least you have padding. they break the fall.
It's really bad. No, but seriously, the doctor said it's because I'm so top heavy that my center of gravity is always going
to
be off.
You need to work on adding some ass meat.
I have enough ass meat.
Clearly not. You need to balance it out.
Ass meat. Why don't you take some meat from your labia?
Yeah, I'm going to take some of the labia. Yeah, I'll just swing it back there. And just tuck it all the way back. And hopefully, and it, you know what? That should pad it out. It should pad it out nicely.
Or you could take some boob meat. And
I could.
In your
and once you stretch out the stretch the labia to the back.
No, I'm not going to stretch out my nipples.
No, don't just cut them off and then stretch
Sid! Why would you want to do that to me?
You'd be the only one. You can have your own corner of the porta.
No, trust me. These
Napple.
Are the only ones there are as his.
This is like the human Napple. Centipede.
Ew. Why would you want... They're so pretty the way they are.
But if they're pretty, then they'd be pretty on your butt cheeks, too.
Are they pretty? Let's take a look. Come on, show. Let's see. No, without the shirt. The other shirt.
She opened up the front shirt.
I'm really not that high.
Let's keep smoking, guys.
Maybe if she falls down a few times and lands on her head.
No, she's like those dolls that you hit over and they come back.
Sid doesn't have any human empathy. What are you trying to do?
Did you just say she's a weeble?
Is that
what you just said?
I know what they're called, yeah.
By the way, Jenny's boobies in the chat say, hey, Jenny, did you bounce?
I do bounce quite often.
He means, they mean when you fell down, did you bounce back up to your feet?
Did I bounce? No, it was like a real slow one because I tried to catch myself.
Yeah,
she falls slowly. She falls slowly, but she gets up quickly.
She just reenacted it. She just reenacted it and bounced all over the
I don't mean to bounce. They just do what they want to do.
I meant your whole body bounced, but anyway. So, well, what's going on?
We're talking about Jenny's boobs. That's exactly what's going on.
I heard that.
Ready?
Oh, Jesus. I'm not looking.
No, they don't sing.
Are you flexing your pectoral muscles?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't see it. Oh, I see it.
Sid likes it too much, so he's looking away.
I don't like that. Like when like women with implants do that.
I don't have implants.
Yeah, but that's usually who you see doing that, and it's creepy.
You're moving your hand and squishing them together.
No, I'm not. Look.
I don't see any movement.
I don't know why I'm doing tricks. Yeah.
All right. Isn't Thor supposed to be here soon? We need to stop looking at Jenny's chest.
Yeah, Thor's in the green room.
On the guest.
Waiting to come in. Should we bring him in, or should we take a quick music break and then bring him in? How do we feel about this?
I say we just bring him in.
Bring him in?
Love him.
I'm going to go get him.
You're
going to
go open the door?
Yeah, does anybody want to introduce him?
And Rob, this time, come back.
Rob,
right.
When you're getting them, could you get me a seltzer from the refrigerator? Thank you.
I kind of have to go take a poo, too, so I'll be back in a few minutes, guys.
Okay, wait, Rob, when you come back, can you please put some of your poo in Sid's seltzer?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also, I mean, that doesn't mean you have to miss the show, because remember that time I had to poo, I called in. So you should do that, too.
I should
so
call
you
from the bathroom.
Because it seems you always miss him.
Yeah.
And
I know.
You probably have things you want
we
to say.
We kind of had a disagreement a few weeks ago, so I don't
I'm talking like a year ago, even, when we had him on. You weren't around.
I don't recall.
Because you weren't around. That's my point.
Now that you mention it, yeah, he does seem to disappear whenever.
I don't know. I never really noticed this. I never really noticed it.
That's weird. Anyway. I'll go get him.
Right. So you guys introduce him while I go get him.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast the one and only guitar god of all guitar gods, the greatest guitar god ever to come out of Ocean City, New Jersey. It's Thor Schredstein.
Oh, what happened to the audience?
I don't know. What happened to it?
Now, first of all, I just want to say, what are you fanning about, Noah?
I'm supposed to be saying ta, so I'm saying fan from fan ta.
I'm not saying ta. I'm saying door.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Fan door?
That's a great idea. Fan door.
I like it.
I have that patented.
Thor! I will never be our Thor! Why are you doing this to Thor?
You're a cocksucker more than fucking.
I thought that Thor was going to be the only guest in the studio today. Who's this other guest in the studio?
No, we picked up one of the lines back, and I apologize.
Hang up on that fuck. Am I right, Sid? I've been listening. Thor!
Hurting my ears.
Yeah. All right. How are you doing, Thor? What's going on?
Oh, I'm sorry. Thor is doing wonderfully.
Yeah.
Thor has left rehab for a record 13th time this year.
And what are you in rehab for?
Oh, you know, a little bit of coke, a little bit of hooers, a little crack on the side. I dabble with crack, you know, sometimes.
You're a dabbler.
Yes.
Okay.
And one thing I do, I was listening in the green room earlier, and I heard that Noah was trying my arpeggios from Jersey technique, and she couldn't handle it. Is that true, Noah?
It made me cry.
Of course, because you're a woman. Women cannot shred like Thor Schredstein can shred.
Of course not.
That's right. Women should be either in the kitchen cooking Thor's dinner, cooking Thor's chicken and broccoli, I like Chinese food, you know.
And putting
and
antifreeze.
Chicken, I like chicken parmesan, too.
Putting antifreeze
little,
into your food.
Little eggplant, but don't interrupt Thor, all right? You're a woman. Either in the kitchen or in the bedroom being one of many Thor whores, okay?
Hey, what about Antonella?
Do you really have to bring her up?
What happened? And Bernadette.
I don't know who Bernadette is. We've established that. But me and Antonella have been having some relationship problems. That's why she's not here.
Oh, tell us more about that. What's going on with her?
Oh, boy. What is this TMZ all of a sudden here? You got to know all of Thor's information. I'll tell you what's going on, all right? That who, Bernadette.
That's strong.
Came over and rang my bell. She knows where I live.
What does your bell sound like, by the way? I'm curious.
Thor, 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 Thor.
Just as I suspected.
Stop! Bullshit!
So she rings the bell and it goes and then Antonella Rances and then Bernadette is like, I'm pregnant and it's Dorchard Steele's baby.
What?
That was a lie. That was a lie because Thor got clipped. Thor does not want any mini Thors happening. Now, don't get me wrong. When Thor is ready to have kids, Thor's super sperm will return.
Wait, you had a Thorsectomy? Is that what you're saying?
That is correct.
Wow.
Thor had a Thorsectomy.
And his Thor's tied.
But don't you worry, pre-thorsectomy, Thor shot a huge wad. I could have like 30 children if I wanted to.
Oh, freeze-dried.
Yeah, whatever.
Did you have 30 children?
Thor is not that I admit to, you know. Thor is a single man, ladies.
I saw you on Maury Povich's He the Man of My 50 Babies?
Jesus. Thor's pretty pissed about that episode. But I just want to say... you know, if that any Thor who is listening, I'm available. And if Antonella is listening, I'm sorry, baby. I love you so much. I hope we can get back together and reconcile.
I'm a little pussy, though.
Shut up! Thor is no pussy! Where are my Thor horns?
Thor! I'm saying that was a little out of character for
Look,
you.
Look, Thor.
Because you're not a pussy.
Thor! All right, audience. All right, I'm going to get serious.
You just stopped very abruptly.
Antonella... Antonella is very special to me. She is not a Thor whore.
No.
She is a Thor princess.
Wow.
And we actually talked about it. If we were to conceive and Thor and Antonella were to have a baby girl, we were going to name her Princess Shredstein.
Really? And then
yeah.
She could be in Jenny's class.
Maybe. I don't know. Does Jenny teach in New Jersey?
No.
In Ocean City specifically. Is Jenny in the room? I heard she has gigantic knockers.
Yes.
Thor likes that.
I'm here.
Actually, she just reduced the rest of her body, so her knockers look even bigger.
I reduced my knockers, too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Hold on. This is Jenny right here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's her.
Oh, hello.
Little lovey-dovey looks going back and forth here.
Jenny, those are some wonderful... Thorties you got going on over there.
Thank you.
Thorties?
Thorties, yes.
I appreciate that you noticed.
Well, if there's one thing Thor likes, it's a good set of thorties. Some nice melons for Thor to scoop into, you know?
Scoop into?
With my tongue. Little scoopage, and then I like to get suffocated by them. Or as I like to call it, thorficated. Thor wants to get thorficated. But I'm getting off topic.
I'm going to say a little later on, you take her in the back, you can give her a little...
Oh, my God. Who is this? This is not Thor Shredstein?
No, this is Shat.
Who?
Crowbar.
Thor.
Anyway, let's get serious. Thor is not here to talk about anybody's thorties or whatever. It's election season. And Thor would like to formally announce his candidacy as a member of the Tea Party.
What? Now, see, we heard in advance about this, and
Thor is the leading member of the Tea Party. I'm a big Tea Party kind of guy.
I thought I should like warn you that. Do you know what they stand for? Like probably something.
What kind
like
of
that.
Tea is it?
Do you know? What do you mean? Do you know? I know what it stands. It stands for the Thor Party. Tea is for Thor.
No, but it's that's
right to you.
Yeah.
What? The T? It's an abbreviation for Thor. Tea Party. The Thor right. Party, because Thor knows how to party.
No, the Tea Party is something else that already
what?
Exists.
What, there's already another Tea Party?
Yeah.
What
like,
is the, what does the tea stand for?
It's like tea.
Touchbag?
Like,
touchbag, right?
Well, no, like tea bag, like teas, you know.
Wait, why? Like, is this a gay thing? Like a tea bagging party? I mean, Thor likes the tea bag, but ladies, is
yeah.
Jenny still in the room?
Jenny, any tea bagging interests with Thor?
I'm going to pass on that one.
Okay. Well, so I throw it out there, you know. But yeah, so you saw
it. So it's not a gay party?
Well, possibly. Some of these guys are.
Thor is not a fakula.
Right. We established that. You're right. Never really.
Yeah. Thor doesn't like the penis at all, other than his own penis, which he sticks in vaginas only. Thor, penis.
Audience likes that.
Yeah.
So what were your plans? I mean, I guess now.
Well, I don't know. What is this tea party about?
Well, they're just like conservatives. They aren't really about anything. Like, they don't really have.
Well, you know, a big issue out there is taxes.
Uh-huh.
And
are you for or against taxes?
Well, that is a fantastic question.
Thank you.
And let me tell you, Thor is against taxes.
Uh-huh.
What Thor would do is completely lower taxes and take the money that we have from taxes and throw Coke parties. Because then everybody would be so much happier. Thor.
The people like that idea.
This is my pledge to you. Thor not only will lower taxes, but, you know, I heard that Jenny is a teacher.
Yes, that's true.
And I have heard in my, originally I was just going to be in it, just running for Tea Party. But then somebody told me, no, you have to run for, like, some sort of office or something. And, like, it's an actual job.
And there's a vote. Like, people have to vote for you.
Well, Thor is not worried about his Thor maniacs coming out all over the world and voting for their esteemed leader, Thor Shretzi. Yeah, like I was saying, education, lots of art and music programs. Audience, I'm talking. Let's not stop being rude. Thank you.
Mm.
A lot of educational programs being cut. If Thor Shretstein had its way, his way, I don't refer to myself as an it. I am a human being.
It's like the fourth person you're referring to yourself.
If Thor had his way, there would be no school. Who likes school? Everyone should just be out having fun going to Coke parties.
Wow.
Coke parties for each and every American in Ocean City, New Jersey. That is my promise to you.
Wow, you got the crowd riled up.
And
like,
Jenny.
It's like a real tea party.
I like a man in power.
Yeah, and Thor likes a Thor whore in power.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny, you keep talking like that, and you might have to.
Thor doesn't have a lot of money, though.
What?
Don't pull out this money.
What?
So all those gold chains are plastic. I know they are. You're just.
Who is this whore? Noah. Do you know who I am? Do you know how many records Thor Shretstein has sold? How many arpeggios I have rocked? How many ladies I have infected with my torpedo?
Now, one of our...
What's funny about Thor's torpedo? It's gigantic. He was, in fact, at one point considered a weapon of mass destruction when I toured Iraq. Yes, spoiler alert, that was me.
You know, we were talking about penis size and tall guys before. Now, you're about 6'8".
Oh, don't get me started.
Is your penis in proportion to your body?
Let me tell you.
He has to roll it up.
In one word, yes.
It looks like a flying V, though. So you can fuck two women at a time.
The flying
That's
penis.
Right. I got a penis split so I could multitask while I'm in the bedroom.
So you have a forked tongue except the forked penis.
So each of your two half penises is bigger than an ass.
Half penises? No. I have a double penis that I split into two individual penises.
It's less girth, but the same length.
Right. Okay. I got you.
The girth is pretty girthy, baby.
Now, a random dude from our chat room.
Oh, a Thor maniac, I'm sure.
He said you should use your classic song, Thor Way to Heaven, as your campaign song.
Oh, my God. I will never live that song down. I get it. I wrote a classic every time. Everyone's like, play Thor Way to Heaven. Play Thor Way to Heaven. I'm over that song. I understand it's beautiful. It's amazing. It's a 72-minute piece of classic artistic beauty, but Thor needs to move on.
Yeah. Now, what about A Whole Lot of Fanta? Would that these are songs that are famous for being played in Spanish.
Oh, Whole Lot of Fanta is really close to my heart because it was when I was endorsed by the company who I now no longer support.
Fanta?
You saw what happened in Japan.
Right. I just thought you love Fanta so much you could reconcile somehow.
Look, I've tried Sunkist. It's terrible.
Yes, it is.
That Crush, that new Crush soda.
What about Orangina?
Orangina. Thor can't have any. What is Thor? Thor is not some hipster loser drinking some Orangina. The only Orangina Thor drinks is the Thor whores down on the shore, if you know what I'm saying. Thoringina, yes. Thor inserts his Thorpedo into his Thor whores, Thoringinas, and then produces, and then Thor ejaculates all over their Thor faces.
Bitch, do you ejaculate over your face?
No, over the Thor whore's face. Not on my, what am I, Rob?
What?
No, Rob comes on his belly, then he dips his finger in it and licks, eats it off.
Thor doesn't need to know about this. Now, where are my fans? I was told that Thor can spread his political message to his millions and millions of Thor maniacs. How could people get in touch with me? What is the beeper number here?
Oh, the phone number here.
Oh, you guys have phones?
Yeah.
Wow, so technologically advanced.
You can speak to Thor. Thor.
Guitar God and Virtuoso.
At 646-929-1357. Call in and talk to the Thor.
We do have a caller.
Okay. Let's hear it.
What does he want?
What do you want to say?
781.
781. What do you want to say to the Thor?
Well,
just Thor.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. It's Pizza Destroyer. I'm just having a party with my friends, and I realized that I didn't call it the live cast yet, and I'm by myself. But Todd's here.
Who is this loser?
Todd's here. He's my brother. But yeah, I have been to drink earlier.
Listen, you idiot. You are on the phone with a virtuoso guitar god, and you're talking about how you're drunk? Do you think that I care about you being drunk? Answer, no.
Are you making my mouth seed?
What?
I said, are you making my mouth seed?
How dare you? How?
Okay, we got to get him off the line.
Oh, my God. What kind of idiot callers do you have that confuse me with that Swedish turd burglar?
Uh-oh.
The cops have been alerted to the theft of a turd. The turd has been burgled and the sirens are...
Turd burglar.
I am so offended right now.
Ay, ay, ay.
Do we have any more callers that are morons this time, maybe? How about?
No, let's try 956.
956, you're on the air with Thor Schwarzstein. Please don't offend him.
Yeah.
Thor Schwarzstein, you are a god.
Thank you.
I know. I know. Tell me something I don't know.
Do you have a question for the guitar god, Thor Schwarzstein?
What is your most difficult piece you ever wrote?
My most difficult piece? Well, I mean, that's relative. Difficult to who? To me or to you, you know? Because every piece I wrote is really difficult to, you know, some loser guitar player like Yngwie Malmsteen or something.
Is it better than Dave Mustaine?
Well, you know what? Now that I think about it, I think my most complicated material was definitely when Thor had a little kick of Adderall. Thor did Adderalls for about 3 weeks straight and wrote a full album. And Thor wrote Thor 'em All. So everything off of my Thor 'em All LP is pretty complicated. Sometimes Thor has to think twice. You know, Thor 'em All, maybe Thor Down to Thor Extinction, there are some shreddy parts on that one.
It's hard to say really off the top of my head, but this is a fantastic question. This man is a genius. And, oh, now that I think about it, you know, Thor expands to many different types of musical genres. And not only did Thor write albums, but, of course, my off-Broadway hit musical, Phantom of the Opera.
Okay, I get it.
So much shred that I can't even begin to tell you where to start learning.
All right, good question. Let's move on. We got more callers.
More callers for Thor. Now this is what we're talking about.
Okay, we have 801. 801, what would you like to ask Thor, our God and virtuoso?
Here comes the flock of werewolves.
Who was just moving? Can we keep moving?
Yes. Okay, we have 443.
Sounds like Thor 3.
Thor 3, you're on the line.
Thor, what kind of gear setup you got going on?
What kind of gear setup I got going on? Well, I'm not my guitar tech. I don't know.
No, do you want to answer this one for Thor?
Thor has some...
PV-5150.
No, look in his equipment bag that he brought here.
Listen, you know what? Let's stop right here. Thor is not about to reveal any information about his setup because Thor doesn't want you going and buying the right amount of Marshall amps that Thor has and all of my
things. What about your custom line of guitars, the Thoramers?
Thoramers?
Thoramers.
No one gets that but you.
Buddy in my head.
What's that a reference to?
Kramer guitar.
Oh.
Who the hell plays Kramers? Come on.
Noah's guitar teacher.
No, he doesn't. He has custom guitar.
Thor has a custom Fender guitar, actually, that Thor made himself. He worked with the Fender company. I refer to myself in the second person sometimes.
Now, Noah went to her guitar lesson the other day, and she started crying. Isn't that basically what happens in all of the sessions when you teach somebody?
That is why Thor has stopped teaching, because let me tell you, this is a typical session would be like, you know, some punk pencil neck douchebag kid comes in and he's like, oh, I want to play guitar like Thor Schreckstein, the guitar god. Who is you that I am sitting in front of? And I'm like, all right, stop sucking my dick. I'm right here. You already paid for the session. You know, their parents, their rich, stupid parents, pay $300 for an hour of Thor's time, which is at a discount.
I was going to say, it sounds a little low.
And, Thor goes, and they're like, all right, so how do I do this? And then Thor, you know, Thor goes, kind of sound like that Saudi Arabian kid, but never mind. Thor does that. He's like, all right, now you go. And then the stupid kid is like, oh, I don't know. I've never played guitar before. And then I'm like, get out of here, you dumb idiot. I'm not going to sit here and teach you. I'm not getting paid for this shit.
Yeah, and then he cries.
Yeah. That's how I get through to these kids.
Just Noah, that was normal what he was doing. He was just emulating Thor when he was yelling at you.
Who is your, is he one of my students, your guitar teacher? What's his name?
His name is Carl Barry.
Carl. Let me tell you.
Don't talk about my guitar teacher.
I'm not going to talk about him, but let me just say one thing. He wanted some of the Thorpedo. That's all I'm saying.
Paul Reed-Panther.
Well, what are some more questions for Thor? Thor is enjoying talking about himself.
Okay. Thanks for calling in.
By the way, Thor, before we take that call, you do have a project coming up for this coming December. That's right.
You know, I was talking to my pal, Dee Snider, a fellow tri-state area rock god, and great hairstyle on that guy. I mean, he's taking a tip or two from Thor.
Who is this?
Dee Snider, Twisted Sister.
Hello, Noah.
Have you heard of him, Noah?
I wasn't listening.
Carl is a big fan, all right? He once told me that he thought the chick from Twisted was hot, and then I had to tell him, that's Dee Snider, you moron.
Shut up.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so, of course, Dee was telling me that their biggest selling album was the Twisted Sister, Twisted Christmas.
Uh-huh.
So Thor decided that, fuck it, Thor's going to sell out.
Uh-huh.
Thor's going to make a Christmas album. And my working title is I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
I like it.
What do you guys think of that? What do you think, Noah? I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus.
I'm angry at you. I'm not talking to you.
Do you see what I did there? I took Santa and I replaced it with
Santa.
So
turn the other way. I'm not talking to you anymore.
Why? Because I exposed it, Peacha. Is half a fag?
Yeah.
He's half a fag. Only one half of it.
That's why Noah cried, because he turned down her advances.
Yeah, only the bottom half is gay.
I'm going to rip every hair that you have on your ass, and then I'm going to
Are you threatening Thorsch Redstein?
That's going to take a while.
Do you know? First of all, do you know how many hairs I have on my ass? Thank you, damn it.
Just by your chest.
Do you know how many lawyers Thor has? Thor is an up-and-coming mayoral candidate.
I'm going to pluck every hair off their ass and make you eat it.
Thor is not half a fag. Do we have any more?
I'm not voting for you, Thor.
Wow, that's cold.
We have 260.
Hey.
What do you want, 260?
I was wondering if Thor could sing at all, if he was a good singer.
All right, hold on. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are you kidding, Thor? Are you kidding? Thor is a fantastic singer. Have you not heard Thor singing on many of my classic albums? Have you not?
Well,
you know,
I was wondering.
Some people's house, but, excuse me?
I was wondering if you and Rob could sing at the same time right now.
First of all, that's not going to happen. I'm going to tell you why.
Rob has diarrhea.
The appearance fee that I was paid to appear on this live cast only covered Thor's speaking skills, not Thor's vocal skills. All right? If you want to hear some solid singing, go to Kazza or Napster or whatever the kids are using these days and download a copy of my I feel my best singing was on this album, which of course was Charlie Brown is on the phone. Anyway, listen, Charlie Brown, you go to that Kazaa and you download Vulgar Display of Chest Hair, and the vocals on that will blow your mind. All right, buddy? And, of course, one of my classic singles, Sweating Fanther. Appears on that record.
I actually like that one.
Yeah, it's good.
It's a good one.
We have 956.
He goes, "Hello, Coke. I don't like you, Coke. I like orange."
It sounds a little bit like Sweating Bullets.
Why, no? He stole it from me.
Right.
Mine goes, "Sweating Panther." And then it goes, "Ba-dum-bum." Look, I gave you a free sample. Who is that? Oh, is that Coke had Mustaine?
It's the guy that ripped you off.
That guy owes me at least 2 8-balls of cocaine.
You guys should hang out together because you both whine about people owing you stuff all the time.
Who are you? Do you know who I am?
Well, I think that would be good for you. I'm a big fan of you.
I don't like Mustaine. What else we got?
956, who called before.
Oh, brother.
Skip it.
Which douchebag is it? Jeffrey?
Efren.
Hello, Efren.
Why is this guy giving a guitar god attitude?
Oh, sorry. I'll have two questions for you.
Oh, look at this guy. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. When the heck is Life from Bootycon going to come out?
That album has been delayed due to incompetence. In the control center, it might never be released. Thor, like I said, Thor has put that album on hold to work on my Christmas album.
Well, in all fairness, it's very hard to make it sound like you're playing live when you're really not.
Well, of course, I'm playing live in the studio, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm alive. I'm recording it.
They had to simulate, like, fans and stuff, though.
No. Oh, Thor's fans are real. Am I right, Thor's fans? That's right. Now, what's your second question?
I heard that you were going to do a duet with Malmsteen.
Where did you get this information? From that terrible news source, Blabbermouth? That is incorrect. I would never, ever work with that Swedish piece of shit, meatball-loving fuck. All right?
I heard it from MetalSucker.com.
That site is an inaccurate piece of garbage, all right? That Ying, I can't stand in the same room as Yingwei Malmsteen. You know what I'm talking about? What, you know what caused the gulf? Frickin' Yingwei Malmsteen was playing in Florida, took a shower, all the grease in his hair fell out into the frickin' Gulf of Mexico. Because that guy, first of all, that guy's hair, it's not real.
It's not?
It's not real. He does that thing where they take your ass hairs and they put them on your hair because you're bald.
Like the labia thing, but with hair.
I don't...
Shit.
Wow. What?
What?
Did you go into reverse speech for a second?
I was agreeing with you. I said, I don't... Shit.
Yeah.
No. But I was just speaking in tongues.
Paul has a tongue and he uses it to speak. That is correct.
Sound like you said, oh, my Satan.
Thor does not believe in Satan or God. Thor is agnostic.
You were saying, take the gun, shoot.
You're going to have a hard time running for office, though, if you don't believe in God.
Thor is a solid Christian.
Oh, okay.
I'm a member of the Tea Party, after all.
Yeah. So you do, but you love this country. You love America, right?
America's the greatest country on God's green earth. What?
I'm giving you some patriotic
news. Oh, here we go.
Okay. Are you not a fan anymore?
No, but it just hurts my ears.
Yeah. Or hurts your ears?
Yes.
I'll hurt something else if you know what Thor's talking about. Your Thor and Gina. Yeah,
as long as you put earplugs in my ears, I'm good.
I'll put something else in your ears.
Nice.
Oh.
So, Efren, do you have any other questions for Thor?
If you ever, if you see Rob anywhere, tell him to give me my free stuff already, please.
Thor remembers Rob saying it takes 6 to 8 weeks for delivery, and Thor thinks you should be patient.
Where do you live?
Well, I don't.
But you know what? Thor is gonna get his people to send you a free copy of Thor's third release, For Whom the Bell Tolls. It is a single.
Narrative for creator.
Creator. No, you don't want to listen to Creator. You want to listen to my other single, For Those About to Rock.
That's going to suck. Gotta be honest.
Get my off the air! How dare you talk about For Those About to Rock? You can't even pronounce that probably with that accent of his. Say it, For Those About to Rock.
We salute you.
Oh, I think Efren is getting shy.
No. It goes, For Those About to Rock. Fire! I'm singing here.
Go ahead.
For Those About to Rock. Do some cocaine.
Okay.
That's how it goes.
I never heard that single. It must have been when you won your first demo.
Do you not have Kaza?
No. LimeWire, on the way.
Are we out of callers? Because Thor hasn't done cocaine in a few minutes. Thor is
Jesus. Calling Efren. Yeah, we're out of callers. Get out of here.
That's not very nice to say to our guests.
Well, he made me cry earlier.
Aww.
Listen, I'm going to get out of here.
Okay.
Screw Noah. Screw 3D.
What did I do?
Screw Sid.
Fuck you,
Jenny, call me, and you can ride the Thor coaster all night long, if you know what I'm talking about.
Why don't I just come with you now? You can do bumps off my chest.
This is a wonderful lady.
Let's go.
You have
bumps off
I'll see you guys later.
Guys, did I miss him? Did I miss Thor?
Rob, you're back.
Yeah, I have a question for he just left
with Jenny. Oh, wait, Jenny's back. What happened?
Jenny, what happened?
He was a quick one.
Oh.
Wait, he already came? Is that what you're saying?
He just got really excited on the way to the door for some reason.
Rob, why are you wearing all those gold chains?
What? What?
What's that hair extension? What's
He's a Thor fan.
Yeah, I was in my Thor. I'm going as Thor Shred Scene for Halloween.
Please. Show it, Rob. Show him. Chance.
Thor.
All right.
Thor.
I believe you.
Now, while I was shitting, I was actually listening to his single, Lake Thordom. Actually, wasn't too bad. It's from his Children of Thordom
album. It's from
album.
His album, Dream Theathor.
So that was better.
Thor.
Well, it's not mine. It's from Manga Commander.
All right, well. You could have taken credit. I wasn't looking at the screen.
Yes, so Jenny, you're telling me that Thor had a quick Thorgasm?
He looked at me and he just went, Thor, and that was it.
Oh.
It only takes one Thor.
What's that on your lip? I think I see a cold Thor. He left his mark.
Wow, I
get it.
Because
Thor sounds like Thor.
I understand where you went with that comment.
Just want to make sure.
It's kind of been this. You wanted to make Thor. It's been the theme of the last half hour. Things that sound like Thor.
Or Santa.
I can't believe the show's almost over. There's only 7 minutes left in the hour.
So.
And then we are out of Thor.
All right, stop.
Oh my God.
What?
I like how the chat room is just coming up with all these band names and they're replacing words with Thor.
Well, actually, we had a good question in the chat. How many Thor does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Thor.
He didn't actually give an answer. That was my guess. So.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Thor.
Thor who? That's it? Let me in! No, he's really here.
Forgot
something. Here it is. Oh, you know what we should talk about? That thing with the invisible ink. Do you have that?
No.
The British Army was using semen as invisible ink.
Ew.
Can you find that article?
What?
They were using
What's the name of the girl they were using as paper?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
They were using semen as ink?
Yeah.
Historical.
Well, he'll read the story. But...
Oh, okay.
A diary entry belonging to a senior member of the Secret Intelligence Service has revealed that during the First World War, it was discovered that bodily fluid could act as effective invisible ink. In June 1915, Walter Kirk, a deputy head of military intelligence at the GHQ France, wrote in his diary that Mansfield Cumming, the first chief of the SIS, was making inquiries for invisible inks at the London University.
This has to be fake. Come on.
It's in the Telegraph. It's a British newspaper.
Cumming.
I know. Maybe that's where it comes from.
Okay.
In October, he noted that he heard from C that the best invisible ink is semen, which did not react to the main methods of detection. Furthermore, it had the advantage of being readily available. A member of staff close to C. Frank Stagg said that he would never forget his boss's delight when the deputy chief censor said one day that one of his staff had found out that semen would not react to iodine vapor. Stagg noted that we thought we had solved a great problem.
Speak for yourself on that one.
However, the discovery led to some further problems with the agent who had identified the novel use having to be moved from his department after becoming the butt of jokes. Who knew?
How did he figure out that it was, did he just try coming on different things to see?
Here's a good sentence. In addition, at least one agent had to be reminded to only use fresh supplies of the, quote, ink when correspondents began noticing an unusual smell.
Oh. Ew.
And this is apparently all from a book called MI6, The History of the Secret Intelligence Service.
Do they use that ink to make the book?
So who knew that I could have been using all that semen instead of tasting.
From now on, you should just sign all your checks with your semen.
And then people are like, no, you didn't sign from this.
Yes, I did.
Look closer.
Oh, there's a weird smell.
Smell.
Wait, but like, wouldn't it turn yellow after like a few days?
I don't know. I don't really leave cum
rags.
No, but like, if you have a white cum rag, what color does it turn?
Yellow.
There you go.
Really?
Watch it.
Maybe
watch
that's
it.
Just when it mixes with oxygen.
Throw it out.
I'm spendthrift sometimes.
Oh,
throw what out?
Your poor girlfriend.
This is not currently. Now I throw them out because I can't leave evidence around. But back in the day.
And there was nobody to hide evidence from.
She doesn't know you jerk off.
Why do you have to hide that?
It's one thing to know, but I'm not going to leave cum rags around. Like, I don't need to throw it in her face.
So did you didn't leave it around.
So you don't throw any cum rags in her face? Is weird.
No.
Maybe she'd like it.
But wait, who does the laundry? Does she do the laundry?
I don't use rags. I use paper towels.
Sorry.
Isn't she, like, kind of skeptical? Like, why do you keep a roll of paper towels by your computer?
I don't have it by going
for spills. So she sees you. Is she around?
No, I don't do it when she's home.
Wait, hold on. All right, I need to stop.
Are you kidding?
So you go like with your pants around your ankles into the kitchen, waddling.
No, I prepare.
All right.
So it's pre-planned.
Yes.
Wait.
It never just happens. Like you see a picture of a hot girl, then you're like, now this is happening.
He's just not an easy on. He needs a little romance. He wants to set up.
Do you put candles around?
No. That's
vanilla scented candles?
Put on some Barry White in the background. Or some Trey Songz.
Trey Songz.
Yes.
How much are you masturbating? You have a girlfriend.
All right. It's different.
Explain.
Really? Is it different?
Yeah, I think
completely
we've been over this before.
It's so weird because when I get, when I'm getting laid on a regular basis, I don't feel the need to masturbate.
Women are wired differently.
Yep.
You need a alone me time.
But I have alone me time when I play guitar.
Honestly, that's your masturbation.
You probably have, the bass of the guitar, against your crotch. And
strange enough, you cry after both sessions. All right. Well.
I'm gross.
Thank Jenny for coming in. Filling in for Sid.
What?
For Sean.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Sean is on here. Did we talk about that?
We should call him. Can
we mentioned
him
at the beginning of the show.
He's
at a show.
Yeah, pick him up and pick it up and curse at him.
Why are we playing?
Why not?
True.
This is our anthem.
I like it.
I just wanted to know. I'm not complaining. I love this song. Soul clap.
I love when Rob groups to this song.
It's beautiful.
If you go farther into the song, there's a response by the guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think we've played that before.
You ever go far into the song?
I've never gotten past the chorus.
I think it'd be really funny if someone snuck the lyrics to this song to a gospel choir. And they sang this in church.
They probably do.
It has a very soulful soulful beat to it, a soulful rhythm.
There's another part to the song?
Yeah, this is the main part. That's just the chorus that we play on.
So awful. Look!
You
got a knife.
Fuck mine.
Come on, Darren, sing it.
You don't fuck the. Let me smell your deer. Why are you coming home? I don't know. Mama. After this is the man's part. He's like, what? Wait. He goes that's how, he asks people that you smell their dick. That's how you get punched in the face and get a black eye or something.
The best part is wait a minute,
hold up. Oh, bitch, get her ass swole up.
You should play this to your students, Jenny. Dance to this in class tomorrow.
Even though I got dick to go round. This is the most passive-aggressive song, because he's like, what do you mean? I wasn't fucking with it. And even if I was, fuck you, I'll punch you in the eye.
Yeah, none of your damn business. Tell your friends to shut up. Stop bitching.
The best part is the third verse, which is a rap by the singer's mom saying, why are you singing lyrics like this? I'm sorry to make you mad, I can't spell.
You need to go to church.
You need God in your life.
People in the chat are suggesting that you should do this in your classroom.
I was just suggesting
this
that.
Should be, do you guys have dance festivals?
I make them dance for me all the time too.
This should be your dance festival song.
No, you should do the Trey song.
Yeah, I do a little bit.
Oh, boy.
You should do that towards Darren. He likes it more.
Pizza Destroyer wants to know.
More than a dog.
No.
Darren is so pissed.
What subject do you teach? I'm not pissed. I don't care.
Math.
Okay. Math, Pizza Destroyer.
He needs a tutor.
Jenny teaches dominance and submission. That's right.
No, they're so good. They're not really good. They're horrendous. But
do you have any pregnant ones this year?
I only have six so far.
Six pregnant ones?
No, six kids.
Oh.
Oh, wait. No, I thought you taught special ed. I thought that was.
Yeah, I only have six kids.
So special ed math?
No, I teach like really bad kids, like kids that have emotional problems, not a.
What kind of emotional problems?
Like oppositional defiance disorder, stuff like that.
Retards.
No, kids that, you know.
How old are they?
Like authority.
They're middle school, but I have kids like age 11 to 17, 16, 17.
That's crazy. Middle school.
That's the most you've ever had in the class?
28.
Jesus.
And that's rough.
28 rambunctious scallions.
Scallions? Is that like an onion or something?
No. Scallion. What's onion?
I had scallion in my salad today.
Delicious.
Get a fucking thesaurus, mate.
Don't you mean a theosaurus?
Yeah, a theosaurus.
Thor.
Luigi has been annoying me to play this video. Do you want to hear this?
It's Thalmo?
Yeah. I don't even know if it's good or not, but.
Well, you know, the show's over.
3 minutes.
I got it.
Best frontman in the metal business there ever was, I think, for me. And I'm sure I speak for everyone else there. Phil Anselmo, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing fucking great. And it's an honor to sit next to you. These boys are good men.
Okay. Speechless. But anyway, going into the next question here with Phil. With Wolf War, this is a festival about all the fans. It's known for the fans. This is a strong festival. People believe in it a lot. Every year it gets bigger and bigger. Obviously, downplaying it is a big deal. How was the signing session you guys did a couple of hours ago, and how was the crowd treated down?
I thought, well, honestly, first of all, when I saw the lineup of bands.
The
fact that Motorhead was headlining.
There weren't any coons there. I was happy about that.
No bullshit this festival was. And I saw a whole list of bands that I had never heard of before. And
hell yeah.
To me, that's what a festival should be.
Bands no one knows.
Of course you want to see bands that you've seen before, but show new blood. And yes, playing here was a big deal, and the crowd was great. The signing session went wonderful. The
crowd was all white. That was great.
There were some hot fans in there. Cold numbers of the audience. They come from all over the world.
Total Sausage Fest.
This festival is growing, and it's been fantastic.
See the fans around the world, Middle East and beyond, Germany, Whitpool Force Festival. What do you want to say?
That was a comment in the chat. He sounds like Pizza Destroyer's dead.
Before we leave.
True.
Do what thou wilt. That shall be the whole of the law.
What?
Love is the law. Love under will.
The interviewer is like, wait, is he done?
No. You have the noise.
This is awkward. Just staring.
Well, we love this man, dude. You got to accept whatever he says because he has been through a lot and we love him and I mean, come with him.
All right, wow.
How would
Phil?
You...
Phil,
Rob,
can I say something?
Rob, how would you have ended that interview?
Fuck you, Phil Anselmo. We're out of here. And then I'd run off.
before he punched me.
But first he'd ask him to say, this is Phil Anselmo, and you're getting your fix.
No, you will introduce me as a white man.
Oh, I would have told. I'd be like, yeah, thanks for the interview, dog.
He wouldn't talk to you because he'd think you're Mexican.
That guy was gone. Jenny's having a snack.
It's cookie time.
Did you bring those in a bag here? Did you pack those in a bag?
Why?
So you're a fudge pack.
She was like, what do you mean if Christmas in a bag? Now we're all grabbing fudge cookies.
Can we say goodbye?
Goodbye.
Bye.
I believe everyone here could say goodbye.
We'll see you next
we're
week.
We're eating.
But let's end on a song that's very appropriate for a lot of the conversations.
What's that?
That we had, and that is...
One in a Million by Guns N' Roses.
What?
It's a racist song by Guns N' Roses.
No, not that one.
I want to pick it.
Okay, well, here it is. See you next week, everybody.
I got so high the other day on pot and mushrooms. I thought it might be fun to say I drank some mango. It's not what I'm used to. Just wanna have some fun. I'm curious just to drink ejaculation. I ate my gum and I liked it. Got a lemon, herbs and spices. I ate my gum just to try it. Got vitamin E inside it. It felt so warm. So white, washed it down in the liquor of Sprite. I ate my cup and I liked it. I liked it. I never do these things outdoors. Like Pee Wee Herman, got tired of using dirty drawers to catch my sperm in. I open my mouth and some steaming flew inside. I stick like Elmer's glue, but that's alright. I ate my cum and I liked it. Looks like dishwashing liquid. I ate my cum just to try it. Threw it on the stove and fried it. It felt so warm, it looked so white. Won't overshoot tonight. I ate my cup and I liked it. I liked it. My baby batter tastes so nice. I pour it on my pork fried rice. Some burger with some gum. French fries, too good to deny it. Ain't no big deal from my own dick. I ate my cum and I liked it. Everyone on the show should try it. I used to blanket to wipe it. Hope his girlfriend don't find it. It felt so warm, it looked so white. Boggle it at bedtime tonight. I ate my cum and I liked it.
I liked it. Thank you.
Thank you.